Arizona News Radio, Senator Jeff Flake with a pointed critique of President Trump's attacks on the media.
When a figure in power reflexively calls any press that doesn't suit him fake news, it is that person who should be the figure of suspicion, not the press.
Flake's speech hours ahead of the president's so-called fake news awards, White House officials firing back.
He's criticizing the president because he has terrible poll numbers. And he is, I think, looking for some attention.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Chandler police detailing their rescue of the woman allegedly held prisoner and tortured for weeks.
There are things on the probable cause statement that we can't have on the radio. I don't even have words for the things that she's alleging and things that were found inside the home.
Detective Seth Tyler says John Orban now faces a slew of charges, including kidnapping, assault, sexual assault, and intimidation. Mid-70s in the deserts, mid-50s today in the high country. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, for this Thursday, we'll see sunny skies today. Look for a high this afternoon of 75. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low around 49. Tomorrow, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. The high should reach 78 with a low tomorrow night around 53 under mostly cloudy skies. I'm Lonnie King from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 59 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
You're out for a jog, getting in the zone, when...
Ew! Oh, it smells like rotten eggs!
Meanwhile, dirt is swirling in the air, and you hear a hissing noise.
Dude, it's a snake!
No, dude, a hissing sound, swirling dirt, or rotten egg odor can mean there's a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, young person.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and we're excited to announce the MyPillow Buy One, Get One offer is back. Purchase any MyPillow premium bed pillow and get the second bed pillow absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One free tab, and take advantage of this limited-time offer. Use promo code SKY at checkout or call 1-800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One free tab. Use promo code SKY at checkout.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Now, every Thursday morning at 11, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Buy versus Rent Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
I'm Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus, and we've been talking about this for years, but here's another edition of Should I Buy or Rent? And then in our loan segment, lots of people on the fence, rates ticking higher. Deanne's going to play buy versus rent from the lender's point of view. Bottom of the hour, we have our magical real estate tip of the day, investment opportunities, and down the stretch, a special investor deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
AFL-CIO. How do you spell Euclifflicio? Remember that?
I do.
Gold.
Gold. What's the answer?
I don't know. Bitcoin.
Actually, Bitcoin. So, Bitcoin would make for a great Karnak. I got to think of the question.
Bitcoin. What do you do? I mean, what would you say?
You got to think about these things.
So what I want to talk about a little bit is how people are so uptight about comparables when they're trying to price homes out. What are the comparables? What do the comparables say? You know, when you have a house that you just listed and you're people that are looking at it and you price it a certain way, you've already gone through that. And then you have buyers that come in. Then you have interested agents. And then the agents call you up and say, can you send me the comparables on this particular house as to how you priced it? Right?
So
that's kind of
part of the due diligence. It's the first step.
It's part of the due diligence from the buyer's representative as to how do they come up with your price. And then you say, well, these are the comparables, but some houses you just cannot go by strict comparables. Sometimes comparables are too old. Sometimes comparables back to busy streets when you're comparing to a house that's backing to a beautiful park, or the house that backs to the street doesn't have a pool. This one has a pool, has a new roof, has a new AC, has been completely updated. So there, you could have the exact same house in a subdivision, but it is not a real comparable. There is a lot that goes into pricing real estate. And it's not just the same 3-bedroom, 2-bath sold 4 months ago for this price. Then why aren't you selling your listing for that price? Because it's the exact same house. People these days, I don't think, are taking into consideration upgrades, lot, location, new AC, all these types of things that enhance the value of properties. You have to really, really get in. And if you don't have a recent comparable in that neighborhood, you go within a mile circumference and you try to pull the best comparables for that property. And also, what is the most recent? What's the most recent stuff? And also, what is the market trend? If the market trend is up and you have a comparable that's 6 months old, 4 months old, 5 months old, that's a lifetime compared to when we have different inventory. Like, we have light inventory right now. We have hardly any inventory. If you think about it, the inventory is very low. That's driving prices and activity and angst up. So that's driving prices up. So the market is in an uptrend. So that means you can't really take into consideration a comparable that was sold 3, 4, 5 months ago. Especially if it doesn't have the same location, upgrades, and minutia.
So you gotta start somewhere. You gotta start somewhere. Especially now, I'm taking it from the buyer's side.
Obviously, I'll be the seller, you be the buyer.
Yeah, so from the buyer's agent's side, you know, Mr. Rick, you have a beautiful house here, but there's nothing that says empirically that this number you want to sell it for is what it's really worth based on this information, based on the information we have. So now we, as the buyer's side, have to say, well, okay, market's in an uptrend. There's nothing else like it. It may not appraise, which is the other thing. So you have to go in and make what we call allowances. We have to make allowances for the beautiful Masters Augusta-like country club backyard. We have to make allowances for the granite or the lack thereof or what have you, flooring and this and that and the fact that it's a single level versus a two-story down the street. All these things. We got to put it in a blender and come up with a number. So it's not an exact science, is my point.
And it's also my point. You cannot go strictly off comparables when you're pricing real estate. That's why you give us a call. Say, what do you think my house is worth? And we can go through the whole process, the whole minutia of trying to figure out exactly what that house is worth. Most of the time, if you have a house that's 1,500 square feet and the one that sold down the street's 1,500 square feet, similar lots, you can pretty much nail it down to the penny as to what that house is going to sell for if it sold within the last 2-3 months.
Appraisers are going off last 3 months, 1 mile circumference. They start in the subdivision, obviously.
Yeah.
Single level, two story. Try to find the same things. Amount of garage spaces, pool, not a pool, what happened. But then they make allowances for all this stuff.
Just letting you know that it is not an exact science, like you said. And it's a tricky process to come up with a price. Sometimes you'll be pleasantly surprised that your house is worth more than what the guy down the street sold his house for. Sometimes you may go, oh my God, it's worth less, only because the desirability of a particular lot and property is going to dictate what people are going to be willing to pay for it.
I know when we're valuing properties, and plus, you know, then there's the listing price and attaching that to it. What's a realistic?
Then we have a third non-biased party called an appraiser that's going to say, okay, Mr. Rick, you think the house is worth this. Buyer thinks it's worth this. This is what I think it's worth. And then we have to then...
A meeting of the minds, hopefully, will take place.
Figure it out in the air, so
I know
to speak.
We have a special little, as a realtor's software program we use, that allows us to make adjustments, very fine-tuning adjustments for, you know, exterior, interior, views, upgrades. How the lot sits, how big is the lot compared to other people? Does it have a view, no view? All these little gate, no gate, check, check. All these different things that we plug into a little program that spits out a suggested value to help us in a simple way.
That is a great tool. There is no doubt that you need, and like Zillow, people always talk to me about the Zestimate. The Zestimate is...
That's a very general...
It is a very general, very generalized range of a possible sale price or value. Nothing compared to really, really fine tuning with granite versus laminate. And that's what you could do in some of the programs that we have to determine value.
Yeah. If you have a question about value of your home, obviously you can give us a call, 480-451-3318. Happy to chat further with you about it. And again, just going back to your original example,
yeah,
the whole, sort of, question in the whole thing is, what is the, you know, motivation of seller, motivation of buyer? That's the big unknown in the whole thing. How much does this person want to sell? How much does this person want to buy? And if those meeting of the minds can come together, then I guess you're going to have a very current reflection of value. Up
right
next, buy versus rent from the lender's point of view. We didn't even get it to it from our point of view, but that'll happen. Coming up next, Deanne Reisner on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley,
text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, direct line 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannotized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Deanne, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now we can.
Hey. Now I can hear you.
Hey, now. What's happening, Deanne?
Oh, just staying busy. How about you guys?
Doing good. I have a quick question because then I know Dave wants to monopolize all your time. But I have a quick question.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about VA loans for a second.
Okay.
There are non-allowables that the buyer cannot pay when they are purchasing a property, correct?
Well, that's suggestive. Yes. They're not supposed to be able to pay the, let's say, processing, underwriting fee, escrow fee. Okay. However, if the seller is giving a credit, we can do it to include the non-allowables. If they're not, and the borrower isn't paying over a certain percentage, they can pay them if it's not specifically in the contract.
Got it.
Or it can be a lender credit. Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be in the contract where, you know, the financing section of the contract, all you do is you mark the VA box. That's it. That's all you do. You don't fill in any percentage. You don't fill in any dollar amount. What would the seller be responsible for?
For us, it'd be the $1,395 and then whatever the escrow fee is.
Got it.
Let's say $550 or $600. So I always tell sellers, look for about $2,000, but it depends on lenders what their fees are.
Got it. So anybody purchasing a VA loan out there, I mean, I think a lot of people and a lot of agents, I think that when a VA loan and a VA buyer comes across their desk and they want to purchase one of your listings, and if nothing is written on the contract, nothing, they still have to understand that the seller is liable for around $2,000 in costs.
They can be. And the buyer, you can do it through a lender credit also.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up against a competition. And so we've done that before so that the veteran has a better chance of getting the property.
Right. But one of the things I wanted to say is that even if you don't write anything in the contract, don't fill out any of the blanks except for mark the box that says VA loan. That's it. Then the seller is still liable for around X amount of money. And I think a lot of people forget that. I think that, that if they don't mark 1% or a dollar amount that the seller's not paying anything except for maybe, a escrow fee or a settlement fee. But it's a little bit more different than that. And I think that's one of the things in the contract that's a little on the gray side.
It is. When they did that contract, I was sorry that they took out the specific dollar amount in there.
Exactly.
Because you could put a zero in there, which meant it would be covered by lender credit or different things where the seller only had to pay the escrow fee.
Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to know. Great job, Deanne. I knew you would answer that. Dave, go to town, Davey baby.
Yeah. Well, so it was very educational. Deanne, rates have been, ticking up a little bit.
Yeah.
And, inevitably, we're coming into spring. School is going to be letting out a lot of people. Their leases are going to be expiring and they're going to have to decide whether or not to renew.
Right.
And, So what I'm getting at is there are lots of people on the fence. Should I stay in that lease or should I take the plunge and buy? And I just wanted to kind of, from a lender's point of view, put it out to you, see what your thoughts are.
I am getting a lot of calls because a lot of leases are coming due April, May. And then what they're finding is when they're going to renew their lease, in a generally, not always, they're going to get a rate increase on their rental. Anywhere from I've seen it anywhere from $100 to $300 a month. So they're saying, well, wait a minute, I'm paying $1,100 for a one-bedroom apartment. Why am I doing this? You know, when I started out in this apartment 3 or 4 years ago, it was $800. Now I'm up to $1,100. And rents just keep going up. And people are getting their tax refunds back. I had a couple that called me yesterday. They've been in a rental for 6 years. You know, the rent just keeps going up. They have four children. You know, they qualify for the bond program. So, you know, they really want to get out of the rentals because they just keep going up.
You're not making any real investment when you're renting. You're basically paying off someone else's investment. You're not getting any tax benefits. So, in a historical sense, and obviously everybody's got their own finances, their own budget, their own needs. So you can sit down with somebody like Deanne and she can run the numbers because there's lots of different programs, affordable programs, 3% down conventional, which can be gifted, 3.5% down FHA if your credit's a little bit on the suspect side or what have you. You could get into a 3.5% down, try to get the seller to pay costs. Then it's all about the carrying costs. How much does it cost on a monthly basis? But at least you're gaining equity in something.
Right. Well, not only that, you're gaining stability. You know that next year, if you go into, let's say, a $1,500 mortgage payment versus rent, you know every year after that, the only time that payment may change is if you have a slight increase in taxes or in homeowner's insurance. But it's going to be very minimal in comparison to the way that rents have been going up. So you have that consistency. You have your budget. You know what that payment is every month. And when that year is up, you don't have to worry about renewing that lease.
Or call U-Haul. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to move. You don't have to do anything. You can paint the interior purple with pink polka dots. Nobody's going to care. You can do whatever you want. Own it. Pride of ownership. You get the deductions on taxes, and interest, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
On that stability theme, Deanne.
Yes.
The other thing is, you know, the landlord could decide not to renew on his side. He might have a situation where he wants to sell it.
That's happened many times.
So you talk about stability, and even echoing what Rick said. So number one, choice, pride of owner, gaining pride of ownership, gaining equity, having choice. And then not being subject to someone else's whims of, I need to sell, I want to sell, you're out.
Well, not only that, I've talked to a lot of people that their people are selling, the landlord's selling the property, so they go to look for another property they want. Say it's $1,500, they want first month's rent, last month's rent, security deposit, cleaning deposit, pet deposit. You know, I've seen a lot of these people, they're like, they want almost $5,000 in deposit.
That's right.
Well, if you buy a $200,000 house, let's say you're going FHA, you know, you need $7,000 if you can get the seller to pay closing costs. So they're looking at it going, well, geez, why would I do that?
That's the thing. So now underneath all of this is interest rates. Now, interest rates for government products like FHA, VA, were below 4 for a while. They were 3.5 to 4, really. And then they stayed right around 4. And now, I know we're going to get the numbers currently, but there is that thought that, in general, the interest rate climate is not going down.
Right. There's no indication whatsoever that they're going down. Obviously, I don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, I know that I have more clients coming into the market because they see the threes disappearing. And, you know, they're frantically trying to get a three in front of it so that they can have Rick's water cooler rate.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, why would you want to pay points? It doesn't make any sense to pay points unless you have excess money left over at a seller concessions.
All right.
So then you might want to use it all. But, yeah, you're right. Right now, like FHA, for instance, and we're using 280, is at 4%. And, you know, that has an APR of 5.073, and you're looking at an all-in payment of $1,689.91.
So you got to really sort of weigh what you're paying now, what you can get for $280. How about VA? Where are we with that?
Same thing. VA today, we're at 4%, and 100% financing with an APR of 4.263, $1,553.
No money down. Try to get the seller to pay costs. That FHA, that can be gifted. So you can move into some of these homes with no money down, potentially, if you use the gift option. How about conventional, Deanne?
Conventional is also ticked up. Good credit, 20% down. Today we're at 4.375 with an APR of 4.481. You're looking at an all-in payment of
$1,305.90.
$1,306.
Yep. Okay. So there you go, 4.375. That's the highest tick we've had on conventional in a long time. How about investors? We got less than a minute.
Okay. Well, he's also ticked up. 20% down, good credit. We're looking at 5.25 with an APR of 5.366, 1424.44.
1424. Still cash flowing all over town. If you have questions about rent versus own, Deanne can run the numbers for you, see what's best, see what makes the most sense. Give her a call, 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne.
Thanks, Deanne.
Up next, we're going to maybe continue a little bit more with the buy versus rent. We got our magical real estate tip of the day. Hint, it involves fruit trees. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elter Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
The home of the truth. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Real news. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Republican Senators John Thune and Jerry Moran have joined Democrat Tim Kaine in considering funding the federal government for just a few days at a time if the current month-long funding bill fails to pass the Senate. They say a series of shorter-term spending bills could encourage negotiations over military spending and immigration reform. With the House expected to vote today on a short-term deal to keep the government operating past the weekend, New York Republican Congressman Dan Donovan wants to get it over.
We have to fix DACA, but it doesn't have to be fixed by tomorrow. What we should do is pass the short-term funding bill so the government remains open.
The Senate today passed a bill previously passed by the House to renew the National Security Agency's warrantless internet surveillance program for 6 years, overcoming objections from those claiming it does little to safeguard the privacy of Americans. President Trump expected to sign it into law. The mayor of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, says a U.S. Marshal is dead after being shot while serving an arrest warrant this morning, two other officers wounded. I'm Michael Toscano.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, for this Thursday, we'll see sunny skies today. Look for a high this afternoon of 75. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low around 49. Tomorrow, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. The high should reach 78 with a low tomorrow night around 53 under mostly cloudy skies. I'm Lonnie King from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 63 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers. Hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com, listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings. As soon as they hit the market, nothing to lose, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
You may, you know, you said that we've been here since 1976. I remember, you know, people go, oh man, what do you remember about being here back then? I remember going to 124th Street in Shea at Boondockers. Just north of Shea, we used to have huge Boondocker parties, big bonfires.
In the middle of the desert.
Which is now
which
the
middle. Which is now Ancala Country Club.
Yeah. Unbelievable what has happened in the last 30 years here in the valley.
My thing is always, we started out at McCormick Ranch. McCormick Ranch was a master plan community connected by, the only way you could get there was McCormick Parkway or Indian Bend. Hayden Road did not go through when we moved here.
And Pima. Pima ended.
Pima was a two-lane strip. Now it's a freeway.
I used to ride my dirt bike. Remember?
Yeah.
I used to ride my dirt bike from McCormick Ranch all the way down through Pima, via Dave and Churn, all the way out to what is now McDowell Mountain Ranch. And, yeah, you know, Greyhawk, the dike.
None of that was here. Greyhawk was a... nothing.
Basically what Westworld is.
Basically, McCormick Ranch was so far out. I mean, it was surrounded by desert.
It also used to be the place to live. Remember, we went to go to Saguaro back then. People were like, whoa, you live in McCormick Ranch?
Yeah, I had to take my bike through the desert once I got to Indian Bend.
You're
going
huffy.
South.
You had a Huffy.
Yeah, ride my Latour, my Schwinn Latour. Remember that? Little 10-speed. Across the canal.
The market has done some amazing things.
And it's only going to keep going. I've been out in I was out in Verado showing properties yesterday. If you haven't been out west, it's incredible what is going on. The 303 interchange is now done. It just brings that whole west side, that whole northwest valley into play going south and west. And it's incredible.
Vistancia.
All the projects along the 303. Vistancia is another one, northwest, Peoria. So there is growth, and it is going to continue, friends. It's not stopping. There's just so many billions being poured into this valley from huge companies, small companies, startups.
Did you see Amazon? It named its 20 cities that
We weren't on that list, by the way.
I know.
We are on Apple's list, though.
Well, Apple's building that huge city out in Tonopah, right? They're building like a city. Well, it's not Ness. That's not Apple.
Apple. It's Gates.
Gates. Excuse me.
I'm just saying Apple... they already have a big plant here. I think we're high on the list. It doesn't really matter. That'd be nice to get, but the point is there's so much going on.
A lot of energy in the Phoenix area. There's Barrett Jackson. We got the golf tournament coming up. We got
Oh, you mean the entertainment energy?
I'm just talking about energy in general. The weather's gorgeous. I mean, turn on the news. We got the greatest weather. We got the greatest climate. We got the greatest, you know, affordability, livability when it comes to real estate here in the Valley. People are flocking here from back east if they can get a flight.
Big picture view looks very good. Okay. So I was out at a listing the other day taking photos.
Because you're a professional photographer.
I'm a professional. Anyway. Had some lemon trees in the backyard. Beautiful backyard of this place up north. And hanging from the lemon trees were CDs. CDs.
I'm just trying to figure out where they got CDs.
I don't know where they got CDs. So, of course, it was a, sort of an, looked to me like kind of a decorative choice.
Like a Christmas tree.
A little bit of ornaments hanging, but they were all CDs all across these trees. And the owner was kind enough to tell me that they were there to deter the birds from eating her lemons.
I never knew birds ate lemons.
Fruit.
Are you talking about rats?
I'm talking about birds. I can't answer about rats might eat the CDs.
I don't know. I got a lemon tree and I got an orange tree. Not once have I ever seen a bird.
Talking about fruit trees.
Okay. I got both those trees and I've never seen birds attack the fruit. I've seen roof rats do it.
Yeah. I'm letting everyone know if you are having birds eating your fruit, try hanging CDs.
How many CDs?
Just interspersed.
Now, do you think Rolling Stones or Megadeth well, or AC/DC?
A little bit of sound with the CDs?
No, I'm just trying to think what CD works the best. Something like...
It could be a computer disc.
Rob Zombie. There you go.
Whatever you don't
need. You know which one would do the best? Black Crowes.
Actually, you know... See, that make you want to hang out in the backyard and...
Well, no, I just don't get it. So you're going to have to hang CDs for what, how long?
Just here and there. Oh, they're on the tree for the season when they start blooming.
You know what that reminds me of? When people put owls on their roof or fences to deter the pigeons. No.
That's like a wives' tale.
I think CDs are a wives'
tale. No, this tried and true because I backed it up and called the nursery about it.
They said, yes, CDs work.
CDs work. I think all the horticulturalists out there will know what I'm talking about. They were probably ahead of me when I said yes to deter the birds. Oh, he's going to talk about CDs.
Actually, yeah. I mean.
All right. So,
bands like Toto.
Toto? Where does Toto come from?
Just, you know.
Oh, you're talking about what CDs to put on the tree.
Yes.
That you won't need anymore.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, you don't need CDs, period, anymore, but I'm just trying to think of really bad bands.
Like Foreigner.
No! The birds would love Foreigner.
I could see we're going to have a big argument about our CD collection.
Neil Diamond.
No, honey, Neil Diamond will not be going on any trees. Come on.
Okay.
All right, I know we got to get into some... I just want to kind of put a button on this buy versus rent thing, because it's kind of interesting.
Button it up.
But you can do what they call a rent versus buy comparison using a price to rent ratio, which is calculated by dividing the home's value by the annual rent amount. And generally speaking, if the price to rent ratio is less than 20, buying may be a better option for you. On the other hand, if the ratio is greater than 20, renting may be better. And that's just a general thing. I mean, obviously, you're going to take financing into account. And, you know, if a neighborhood that you really want to get into, a good house opens up and you could get a good loan and all of these different things, you can write off your rent. You can write off your mortgage. The interest deduction is a nice key. So you have
on to what? On rentals?
No, on your primary residence.
Yes.
So there are, you know, lots of different boxes you can check. And I'm really not so much talking about appreciation. You build equity when you pay down your mortgage. It's not necessarily, you know, there's no guarantee your house is going to go up. Although, you know, 3% on an average basis seems to have been since the crash got over and we have come back quite a bit.
The likelihood of another crash like that is highly unlikely due to, regulations, the amount of money people have had to put down. There's no more zero down loans. There's no more, you know, what is it, those seconds.
You know what makes
stated income loans, which was a big problem when the market crashed.
There's a lot less leverage out there in general, I think was what Rick's saying. But I'll tell you, the apartments these days that they are building, and they are building them all over town, it makes it a little tougher because, you know, hey, granted, you get the gym, you get the pool, you get the tennis courts, you get all of these amenities.
And they're nice.
And they're nice. And so, and they're new. And so
and it doesn't take a lot of, it doesn't take a lot of money to move in them.
Nothing to take care of.
$500 a security deposit and a $200 cleaning deposit and you're in.
A lot of times they're giving you concessions on rent to start.
But the average, we talked about it, the average rent in Maricopa County for 2 and 3 bedroom apartments is over $1,300 a month. And we talked about the fact that 13 times 3 is what? $3,900 bucks, $4,000. To get in on an FHA loan, all you need is another $5,000 to $7,000 to get a 3.5% down loan on $280,000.
Which can be gifted.
Yeah. So think about it. It makes all the sense in the world to buy right now versus own. Not to mention rates are trending upwards. And that, who knows where they will be in the next 2-3 years.
Can't say it enough.
So if you rent for another year right now, nobody is going to say to you that rates will come down. They probably will go up, and it will be much more expensive
and
to
guess
purchase
what?
A house.
The decision will probably be made for you.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if rates go to 5 and 6, there will a lot of people will be priced out of this market, and the window of opportunity to ownership may be closing. So just a bunch of stuff for you guys to think about. If you have any questions, you can always call the bros, 480-451-3318. Coming up next, investor special deals of the week. We've got some listings to talk about, investment opportunities, much more. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving 3 generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, EltonBrothers, one word, at cox.net.
Yeah, yeah. Do it.
So,
actually, we only have 10 more minutes. If you want, give us a call. 602-277-5369. Talk about anything real estate. A lot of people have problems out there in real estate. There's a lot of questions. A lot of people are going through transactions where they have, just questions and concerns, and people give us a call after the show all the time. We get emails all the time regarding, just transactions and people having a hard time sometimes with their deals in real estate. So give us a call anytime. Talk about real estate.
I got an interesting one real quick. Don't want to take up too much time. Do you have to disclose what the person is doing next door? Let's say you know that the person parties a lot. It gets loud on the weekends. Do you have to disclose that? And it's interesting because I went to Chris Combs for the answer. You don't have to disclose in general what's happening next door. However, if the buyer specifically asks you what's going on over there on the weekends, and you know the answer to the question, then you have to tell them.
You mean what's currently going on?
What's been going on.
What's going on?
Yeah. Just an interesting thing. You know, when you are looking at property, it is in your best interest to kind of drive the neighborhood, peek over the fence to the neighbor next door, the fence behind you, the fence to the west, the south. You want to know, you should take a look.
I would have said right off the bat, yes, that you do disclose it. I would have said that if anything that is material.
Well, the word material was what Chris Combs said. It's not material that somebody parties on Friday, unless it's material specifically to the buyer. But in general, it's not a material thing. Some people may not have a problem with it.
What you can do is you can call the police station and find out if there's been any, you know.
Sure.
Police activity over there on the weekends.
Well, that goes into the whole, you know, investigating your neighborhood, the whole crime statistics, the schools, the sex offenders, all the good stuff. There's websites for all of it.
There's due diligence that buyers have to do.
That's part of that 10-day period.
Buyers don't just sit back. They have to investigate. Even though once you close on your house, it could all change the next day. 10 people could put their homes on the market, 10 new people move in, and then you have a whole new scenario. There is no guarantees about anything other than what the property is that you are buying. You cannot control what is happening in your neighborhood.
Speaking of properties that you are buying, Rick,
mm-hmm.
You got any listings you want to talk about?
I do. I want to talk about it coming soon.
Let's hit me with it.
Tremonto. Tremonto is like, you know, just right smack in the middle of a growth area.
North Phoenix. You guys know about that. Carefree Highway. I-17. Norterra.
Carefree Highway.
The biggest outdoor mall on the planet. All that.
Carefree Highway and 27th Drive, which is the nicer part of Tremonto. You go right.
I didn't know there was a unnice part.
Well, I mean, there's a part where it's more backing to the commercial, closer to the freeway.
The denser stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So this particular property is going to be coming on the market in the next 2 weeks for $309,000. It's 2,100 square feet, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, complete remodel. Complete remodel. And that'll be coming on the market pretty soon. Dave's going to be taking pictures next week. I have a rental in Aviano that's coming on the market. The tenant moves out in the middle of February. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,600 square feet, granite countertops, beautiful, in Villages at Aviano, gated community, pool, workout facility, all the amenities of Aviano. And this is going to be about $1,700 a month, long-term, unfurnished. What did you want to talk about?
We got a short sale. Yes. Still out there. Still doing them. This property was $489. Now it's $445. And it's actually a great property. It's a well-appointed, great floor plan, split plan, 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a den. Built in 2000 in Gated Winfield up north. And, you know, I'd like an offer on this, people. I would like an offer. I cannot believe it is still available. We've had a bunch of offers that were too low. The house is already priced low at $445,000. So if you're interested in Winfield and a nice private lot, give us a call.
All right, I'm going to hit you with four listings real quick that we got, that we have on the market. Two bedroom, two bath, 1254 square feet, built in 84. Beautiful patio, patio home like condominium. That backs to the fountains in a gated community at Mountain View and Via Linda in Scottsdale. It's only $245,000. That's it. And it's upstairs, downstairs, very, very townhome-like condominium. Then we got a property in Costa Verde in North Scottsdale. Three-bedroom, two-bath, 2,026 square feet, built in 95, three-car garage, single level. It's on 11,000 square foot lot with Central Park-like settings. It's just a gorgeous property. It's listed at $560,000. Then we have one, another one in Aviano. Seven bedrooms, six and a half baths, 7,350 square feet, built in 05. It's got a built-out basement with a theater, game room, bedroom, own bathroom. It's just a massive property. It's in Aviano. It's the biggest Mirador property that they built. And it's for listed for $1,279,000. You cannot beat this for $174,000 a foot. Then in, right at Cactus and 100th Street, this is 7,230 square feet, the nine bedroom, six bath, single level property, 1.77 acres with a pool. And, this is, it's got two full kitchens on either side of the property, guest quarters. This is the perfect
quintessential,
assisted living, sober living, rehabilitation type center, school. It is an amazing property right at the corner of 100th Street and Frank Lloyd Wright.
Or if you're a developer, give
us
a call.
Wait a minute. 100th Street and Cactus.
Yeah, 100th Street and Cactus. Landmark property. If you're a developer, 1.77 acres can be split. You could potentially put two properties on this one incredible lot. So give us a call. Lots of potential there.
For the rest of them, go to eltonbrothers.com, search our website. You could search MLS on there, and you could get all the, it's a beautiful site to search MLS, use all the different tools to get, searching and from the street views and birds views. And it's just,
it's very simple to use, very, very user friendly. You just put your email address in there and, it lets you go. If you're an investor out there, we have real estate. Anything in the 5-10% return range depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for a single family home, you're looking for multifamily, you're looking for commercial, you're looking for investor leaseback opportunities, sale leasebacks with different builders. We've got lots of opportunities depending on what your needs are. If you'd like to get on our email list, give us a call, 480-451-3318, or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. Happy to chat, obviously, further with you, dig down deep into what you want. If you're selling, if you're listing, considering listing, the Elton Brothers would love to apply for the job. We have flexible fees. We've been doing this 35-plus years combined. We do, obviously, the radio show, advertising, professional photography. You're on all the websites. What else can I say? We'd love to try to list your property, talk to you about how we would list it, market it, value it, and go from there. You want to do some deals of the week?
Yeah.
Investor specials.
We have 2 minutes. Investor specials. Here's Litchfield Park.
By the way, real quick as a preface, these are all like, no pool, single level homes. They should cash flow in the 5-6% range with a cash purchase. Go ahead.
All right. I'll do this one in, Glendale. Three bedroom, two bath, 1500 square feet. Built in 2011, $106,941.52 a foot in Glendale for $206,900. That would cash flow.
I like this one in Buckeye, Rick.
Buckeye!
Brand new 2018 build, 1,900 plus square feet, four bedroom, two bath. On the market for $189,900.
Ah, good price. Mesa, three bedroom, two bath, 1,400 square feet, built in 03, $247,173 a foot.
Avondale, four bedroom, two bath, two car garage, 1500 square feet, just on the market, built in 2011, $195,000.
How about Peoria, three bedrooms, two baths, 1713 square feet, built in 07, $249,900.
Litchfield Park, three bedrooms and a den. Two-car garage, 1,600 square feet, $195,000. You know, and you can always go on 1100homedeals.com for all the rest, or give us a call, 480-451-3318.
I like this one. Sorry.
We got to go. He's playing
the
music.
I like this one in El Mirage. $108 a foot, $205,000.
There you go. Want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, our man behind the glass, Steven, and a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35 plus years combined. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. We'll see you next Thursday right here on The Real Estate Show.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Savage